producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is the Good Day Show with Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen here to help you make it through your Thursday, the 11th of February, 2016. The city of Ferguson, Missouri, subject of lots of scrutiny for the past year or two. What I have said over the years, well, since this all erupted, when I started nosing around, this should have been the story for the last 14, 15 years. You could make a case it should have been the story the last 40 or 50 years when you read into the history of what bigots the police have been in that community. And not all of them, but too many of them. And I always say that stuff flows uphill. If they are able to get away with it, people that are hired get away with that sort of thing, is because the people at the top want to have them do it. Otherwise, they'd get in the way and solve the problem instead of creating problems. So if you didn't hear, remember that the Justice Department last year sued the city of Ferguson, Missouri, because of the incident when that fellow Michael Brown, unarmed, shot and killed by a white police officer. Darren Wilson, however, was brought before a grand jury, and they declined to prosecute him, so he quit. He's gone somewhere else. Nobody knows where he is, and that's probably best for him and his family. So now the Justice Department takes a look under the hood of the Ferguson Police Department, and they didn't like what they saw, so they sort of coerced them into agreeing to do a bunch of stuff to fix the widespread racial discrimination that's a problem in the police force and the court system and has been for decades. So the Justice Department in Ferguson supposedly reached a deal, but nobody looks at what it's going to cost. And so now the city council says, we can't afford this. But instead of trying to rework the deal, they just say, we're not doing anything. So now the Justice Department has a perfect opportunity to sue them, and that's what they're doing.
To which the city council said, it's cheaper for us to defend ourselves in the lawsuit than it is to institute the government's plan.
Yeah. Right.
Unbelievable. Good God. Oy.
You sound like Bernie Sanders. Oy.
Oy. Okay, so here's another oy. Governor Rick Snyder, perhaps the worst governor in the country at the moment.
Michigan
Governor Rick Snyder proposing $195 million now. It's gone from it'll cost us $4 million to fix the problem. And then it was going to be $10 million. Then it was $14. Then it was $20. And was it yesterday?
Gone up to $110 million.
Million or 30, it was like 50 million, something close to 50 million, to replace all of the lead pipes under the streets in Flint, Michigan. Okay, that was yesterday. Today, it's 195 million, according to the governor. So he's put in his new budget 195 million to give to the city of Flint. Where are they getting $195 million?
From
the state of Michigan is broke. They went bankrupt, for God's sakes. Say what?
From you and me.
Yeah, okay. Federal money.
You heard federal money.
Jeez.
But you know what?
Hey, what an outrage this is. Oy, man.
I think water systems is just something, national infrastructure.
But they should have done this a long time ago.
They should have been doing it.
All kinds of shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
$1 million a month whatever it is.
Did.
Over the course of 20 years, you replace it all.
I used Framingham as an example. The last 3-4 years, we spent $14 million to redo the lead pipes. Most of them are 80, 90, 100 years old. And some of them are made out of lead. Some of them are clay. Some of them, there's not even the pipes are there. There's just a hole in the ground in which the water flows. So they're fixing all of that stuff. But just think about it this way. On top of the lead pipes that a lot of cities still have. They had water that had so much lead in it, you could make a pencil out of what they get after they filtered the. You see pictures of some of the filters where they're getting out of the water, coming out of the tap, or where they're doing it at the end of the original source. The stuff that's coming out of the water is gross. It's putrid. It isn't just lead. This is the Flint River that's been used as a dumping ground by those automotive plants for decades. Since they built them in the 30s, most of them got built after World War II along the river there. And they did it to save money so they didn't have to pay Detroit for the water that came out of the lake that was purified and good. So it just, and they kept denying it. No, this isn't a problem. That's what really puts a burr up my butt. You know, I do mind that they made a dumb decision, but they kept arguing with themselves when people would say, oh, you can't do this, or they'd give you the information until it became so bad. So many children are affected by this that it has become a local, a statewide, and a national disgrace. How government can't and doesn't work. And every time you get an incident of this, whether it's Ferguson, whether it's the state of Michigan, whether it's the feds, that's what gives people who want to change more ammunition, more ammo, because we've let it get to a point. What do you mean? Okay.
You're on your little stool there.
Okay.
You're on a toot.
On your stool.
How dare you talk about my stool?
I know. His stool's perfectly stopped.
So. Oh, nice, Jennifer. All right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will set everything straight medically in a matter of moments. He's up next here on Good Day.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 croissant deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here now with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of the important medical information that he has researched over the past week. We're back to the Zika virus and what it does and transmission and the DEET thing and the AMA and whatever else. I just say more than anything else about this, Ken, if you got a good, strong immune system and a strong gut, you don't, this stuff doesn't, if you have a weak immune system, this is going to get you. I think more
we
likely.
We need to send you on a field trip to Brazil, Doug. It might change your mind.
Maybe I should go there. All right, so what's up?
Well, the latest, and people want to know about this, the latest this week is traces of the Zika virus have been identified in the tissue of two babies who died in Brazil from a birth defect marked by underdeveloped heads and brain. The discovery does not prove the Zika virus is the cause of thousands of cases of microcephaly in Brazilian babies since the spring, but it's the firmest connection yet that the mosquito-borne pathogen may be to blame, and more tests are needed to confirm that the Zika virus is the cause of the birth defect.
Mm-hmm. All right, well.
But just to clarify, the only people that are really in danger being affected by this virus are pregnant women and their unborn babies.
That is
when
correct.
They're everybody else.
And if you're in North America, especially this weekend where it's cold, even where Ken is in Florida, not many mosquitoes buzzing around.
Well, and even my wife's cousins down in Colombia have had the Zika virus. And it's a minor pregnant, flu that runs their course and boom.
Right. It's pregnancy that's the real problem.
Right. Then I would be scared.
Yeah. All right. Is he right, Ken?
Yeah, well, yes. And the number of Zika cases in the U.S. is growing. And this is also the news about the virus this week. The CDC has confirmed 66 Americans who have traveled to affected countries are infected. Those cases are in 17 states in Washington, D.C.
Are they pregnant?
That's correct.
There's one case here.
They're
in
all
DC,
pregnant.
Yes.
However, women.
No.
Well. However, there has not been transmission by mosquitoes within the U.S., but the CDC says it fears it could only be a matter of time, and the CDC expects limited local transmission in some of the southern states. See, the mosquito that carries the virus is very common in the southern United States. It just hasn't yet been found to be carrying the virus, and I think it's just a matter of time. And that's what the CDC announced this week.
But anyway, you and I have our fun when we talk about these things. It's serious. If you're pregnant, man.
Well, there's almost 5,000 children in Brazil alone that have had brain damage from
what this is doing is bring a resurgence discussion of abortion as an issue. And whether you found out about this or you have an abortion, if your child is affected by this, would you do that? Question to be dealt with.
Well, that's up to that is a big issue here, and that's up to the individual.
All right, new Lyme disease bacteria on the front burner here.
Exactly, there are some 300,000 cases of Lyme disease in the U.S. yearly. Doug, it's transmitted via bites by the black-legged deer tick, and is rarely fatal. Normally, the patients get well after a course of oral antibiotics, which you've had. Scientists have found a new bacteria, Borrelia meioni, that triggers Lyme disease in humans. Until now, Borrelia burgdorferi was the only species believed to cause Lyme disease in North America. Both diseases, they cause fever, headache, rash, and neck pain in the early stages of infection, days after exposure, and arthritis in later stages of infection. This is week after exposure. Borrelia meioni, the new bacteria, however, adds nausea and vomiting to the picture, as well as triggers diffuse rashes as compared with a single rash caused by Borrelia burgdorferi, the so-called bullseye.
All right, let's spend a minute talking about super beets and whether or not having this enhances your immune system as well as all your cardiovascular system, Ken.
Well, in order for the body to work properly from head to toe, you need an adequate production on an ongoing basis of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, it's an award-winning 1998 Nobel Prize-winning discovery. It's a signaler molecule. It allows the blood circulation to relax. It allows the nervous system to work properly, the immune system to work properly, but you need continuous remaking of nitric oxide, and Doug will tell you how to get some products to help you build nitric oxide.
This is what Super Beets is all about. Call 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183 to take Ken's advice. Get on this product. 800-655-4183.
No. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Celebration time.
Love it.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is through.
Pretty much everybody's aware of the passing of Glenn Frey. And so what's come about, an interesting combination of performers, including singer-songwriter Jackson Browne, who is going to join members of the Eagles in a tribute to Glenn Frey on the Grammy Awards next Monday. Remember Jackson Browne?
He was great. He's the guy who taught Glenn Frey how to write songs because he lived in the apartment downstairs. And when Glenn Frey was writing this song, Jackson Browne was writing this song, Glenn Frey was upstairs. Listen. And he could hear him do it over and over. He said he worked on it for like a week, all night long, every night. And that's when he learned how to write a song and then started writing, attempting to write songs by copying what Jackson Browne was doing downstairs.
So Jackson Browne is going to join Don Henley, Joe Walsh, Timothy B. Schmidt, and Bernie Lydon. I never pronounced that right. It's Lydon or Lydon? I don't know.
It's Bernie Lydon.
Lydon. During a special performance. This show is here in L.A. I wish I could go to it, but you couldn't get within 100 miles of it getting a ticket.
Isn't it interesting that Don Felder will not be there?
Yeah, well.
Don Felder was the one that, being Glenn Frey, had big problems, was the reason that the Eagles kind of, one of the reasons the Eagles broke up in the first place, and one of the sticking points when they got back together, because he wanted equal money with Glenn Frey and Don Henley. And Glenn Frey called his agent and said, "You tell him to sign the contract today at that rate, or he's out of the band."
So, yeah, right.
And he did.
He signed it. So the show's on 8 o'clock Eastern next Monday night. And as I said, I would love to be able to get in there, Jen Jen. That would be a great show.
Fun, wouldn't it?
I would bet you wouldn't get tickets for that unless you, at this point, liked it, unless you knew somebody. All right, so there's that story. Now there's a new wrinkle on the career of Tony Bennett to talk about here on the Good Day program. Tony Bennett just celebrated his 90th birthday. Guys, still performing, still looks terrific, sounds as good as he ever did. Every once in a while, you know, I did a sour note. But what I thought was interesting, he's become good friends. This reminds me of an episode or two or three or four from House of Cards where the president finds somebody to write the story of his life. This is the story of Tony Bennett's life, and it's being written. He's become friends with Scott Simon, who's an NPR guy. So Simon is going to take 6 months off, or 6 weeks, I don't know, he's going to take a bunch of to write this book about Tony Bennett's life. Apparently he was, when Scott Simon, who's actually a pretty good guy, not the typical arrogant, you know what, that you're, and I like NPR, I listen to it a lot now. But, you know, some of those people are a little, Richard Seagull, Robert Seagull, NPR, afternoon edition. Scott Simon isn't that like that. So anyway, he's asked Scott Simon to, after the interview, to do a book about Tony Bennett's life. I think that would be kind of cool. The guy's got to have stories on top of stories on top of stories. Don't you think? Think about all of them.
For sure.
He seems pretty clean cut, though.
Who, Tony Bennett?
Yeah. Doesn't seem like he'd have Frank Sinatra-style
stories.
I bet
he had some stories back in the day, though.
Right, yeah. He's been a saloon singer since his late
20s. Yeah. He's at least seen a lot. If he hasn't done a lot, he's seen a lot.
He's been on the road for 60 years. Yeah, right. Give him the benefit of the doubt. He may not have some of the dirt that you're thinking about between the crevices of your mind.
Right.
But he's got to have seen and worked with all of the greats because they all loved him and respected him. Everybody has loved this guy and respected him over the years. So I look forward to that book on Tony Bennett's life coming out. Thanks to Scott for putting that together. That'll be a good read. 28 After on Good Day.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
I don't want to stink.
It's Valentine's weekend. Perfect time to gush over the great relationships in your life. If you're in the market for a new car, it may be a good idea to think about what your needs are and what you expect from your next long-term vehicle. Here's Brian Osich with some things for you to think about.
It's easy to be attracted to the slick body of an exotic Italian sports car, but those kinds of cars may not be able to keep you happy. The good news is that Auto Trader's Tara Trumpeter says you could have a car that looks good and has the goods under the hood for a long-term relationship.
It's love at first sight for many when they see the Lexus RC350. It looks exotic with its sleek body style and has a 306-horsepower engine, but it's also reliable with a vast dealer network. Plus, the F-Sport version has driver-adjustable suspension, which helps to keep things interesting.
Trumpeter says it's best to enter a relationship that does not require you to sacrifice looks for things like comfort and reliability.
The 2016 Chevrolet Malibu is a good-looking sedan, but its beauty is more than skin deep. The interior looks great, too. An iPad-like screen and contrasting colored seats give it an upscale feel. It will also keep you entertained throughout the years because it offers Apple CarPlay.
For more information, go to autotrader.com. That's 0 to 60 from Autotrader.
Hi, Jen Jen.
Hi, Dougie.
You know what time it is?
I don't know. What time?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, 33 after the hour on today's Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Kara are here. Hold on to your wand. We have major news for Harry Potter fans in a moment. But first, time for us to take a trip to China. British entrepreneur, according to the story that we have at DougSteffen.com today, is raking in the cash because he's selling jars of air from England to the Chinese. Because the air in England is beautiful and fresh and clear. The British countryside is lovely. And, of course, pollution-stricken China. Oof, what a mess. The guy's name is Leo DeWatts, and he's selling these bottles, 20-ounce jars. This is kind of like the guy that sells the Star Guide. That sounds like his
yeah.
name.
Oh, yeah. Or the Bostonian that sells snow.
Right, snow. Yes, Florida. Yeah. Right. Yeah, very cool. Anyway, $155 for a bottle of fresh air from England. This fellow was living in Hong Kong. And he's contracted with some of his friends in the countryside, farmers there, to send his products to Beijing. Puts them on airplanes. Shanghai getting some of this as well. The jars are coming from various locations around England. Quite often, a lot of our orders are from clients who request very particular circumstances. They want air from a particular part of England. He will not send this. Not like they're doing it on spec. He's selling it over there on what the equivalent is of eBay, I guess, and Craigslist. And then He asked the people, where do you want the air to come from? And they'll say Nottingham, Birmingham, London, out
oh
in the...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and...
It's good to know there are stupid people in China.
I know, right?
And he's got a special deal for the Chinese New Year, which I think is now, isn't it? Are we in the Chinese
New Year? Yeah, we just... It's
year of the monkey.
Year of the monkey.
So 15 jars for $12,000.
Really? I'll sell them for 10.
Wow.
Really? $10,000. I gave
you. Can you imagine giving that as a gift to somebody? Honey, I got you something very special for Valentine's Day. Here's a jar of air from Stratford-upon-Avon.
Sold 180 jars last week.
I'll sell them Washington, D.C. air.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Sell them some Flint, Michigan water. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. For those of you who are Harry Potter fans.
For those of you who are just Harry.
And others of you who are Potters. Hey, man. It's talking to me.
You both done now?
No.
Really?
Not even close.
No. Ah, perfect. All right, so J.K. Rowling is releasing the 8th book in her series. It's called Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. It's coming out in July.
No, she's not. What?
That Harry Potter.
No, it's over.
And the Cursed Child. Nope. Parts 1 and 2.
The Cursed Child.
Script book was written by Rowling and Jack Thorne. Comes out 9 years after the Harry Potter and the Deadly Hallows was released.
I thought it was done. That was the whole thing. I'm done. I'm never going to write a book again.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm-mm.
Something's wrong here.
Yeah, something wrong. Let's go back to China.
I'm looking at a cover of the book, by the way.
The 8th book.
What? You don't believe me?
No, I don't believe you.
Oh, good.
I gotta go look it up.
Nice. There you go.
That's okay.
It will be released July 31st, sure enough.
All right, so then I'm going to question you from yesterday with the McDowell. I would have questioned you, except that we also have this story floating around at DougStephan.com from yesterday. We briefly talked about what happens, apparently, to a Happy Meal after it's left in a bag for 6 years.
The answer is nothing.
It was the doctor's office who, to show their patients how bad the food was,
right,
bought a Happy Meal 6 years ago, left it and the receipt on the countertop in the doctor's office.
They stick it in a glass box.
And
yeah,
it still looks the same 6 years later.
Here's an anonymous YouTuber, runs a channel called Topical 12, one of the many posting in the last 24 hours about this woman in Alaska who conducted the test that Richie's talking about regarding a McDonald's Happy Meal.
Do McDonald's Happy Meals ever seem to age? According to an Alaskan woman, they do not. Jennifer Lovedahl's Happy Meal hasn't aged for 6 years. Jennifer is the owner of Balanced Health Chiropractic in Anchorage. She shared the photo of the 6-year-old Happy Meal and received a lot of responses, as you can imagine, on Facebook. The fries looked a little old, like only an hour old. No mold or fungus on them. Jennifer Lovedahl goes on to explain, it's been sitting at our office this whole time and has not rotted, molded, or decomposed at all. It smells only of cardboard. We did this experiment to show our patients how unhealthy this food is, especially for our growing children. There are so many chemicals in this food. Choose real food. Apples, bananas, carrots, celery.
I love
those. Those are real fast food. This is the only food I have seen that doesn't age right.
It doesn't age at all. Okay, so then there's this YouTuber named Joe Richie that posted some information about his particular Happy Meal and what McDonald's told him when he confronted him with that story.
No, it's about the Happy Meal that the woman posted. McDonald's responded, and here's
that's what I said. No, I didn't say that.
No, you said it was his Happy Meal.
Oh, well, God, we can't have that mistake.
No, no, no.
A woman by the name of Jennifer Lovedahl posted the pictures after she left this food sitting in her office for that period of time.
Uh-oh.
She says she did it as an experiment to show just how unhealthy the food is. And note how the food looks almost in perfect condition, except just a little dried out, of course. Now, McDonald's has an answer for this. According to McDonald's, yes, the food is dried out. When food dries out, when there is no moisture, bacteria and mold are unable to grow. And so therefore, that is why it looks the same. It looks like dried out food.
Perfect.
Okay.
I want some of that for my lunch. Let's go.
You want some dried out food?
Yeah, will you fix me up with that? Let's have some dried up food. When I come to your house to fix the door.
I'll make you a dried up sandwich. How about that?
I mean, we eat dried fruit, right? Yeah. And that's not bad for us. I mean, it's a little sugary, but, you know, why not dried freaking
Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is coming this Sunday. Are you taking care of your wife, Richie?
I am.
That's good. How much are you planning on spending?
Not much.
Really?
No, we go to dinner. I buy her flowers and a car. We don't have to go crazy.
Cheapskate. Here's our
new car
today.
Yes, actually.
From our poll position at DougStephan.com. How much are you planning on spending for V-Day? A, less than $20. B, between 20 and 50. C, between 50 and 100. D, over 100. E, I don't know. F, when's Valentine's Day? I'll spend over 100.
What do you do, Dougie? What do you do for your lady?
I'm not telling because she's listening. I don't want to tell you what she's
Meredith, listening. Turn off your radio. All right, it's safe. What do you want? What do you get?
I'll do a couple of special things. So our poll.
I would suggest that you chat about your options with us. So
really?
We can kind of set you in the right direction.
Yeah. Like those sexy boudoir photos, nobody needs
them. Right.
What, of me?
Of you, yeah.
Wow. Fitbit, yesterday we asked...
look how he just ignores me.
Right. Yesterday's question had to do with the Fitbit, because it's nothing
hard to
but
do.
Trouble.
Congratulations,
I can't
sir.
Go any place with this on the air and not get into trouble, so I'm just not.
That's good.
You have a Fitbit or other wearable fitness tracker was our question yesterday at DougStephan.com. Let's see. Wow, 26% said yes, and they love using it. 22% said, I don't know what it is. That sounds more like it. Our school of fans, 21% said no, and I doubt I'll get one. 19% said not yet, but I'm getting one. 13% said yep, but I don't use it. How about that?
Why all right, would you
so
do that?
Yeah, why have one?
Why would you have one? Yeah, exactly. That would be kind of silly. So,
although ever since mine broke off my wrist when I was in progress, I haven't fixed it and put it back on yet. So
really?
Maybe I'm guilty. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mara's got a couple of different wristbands. Maybe she got one she doesn't use that we can
send in my way.
Yeah. All right. Here's Valentine's ideas, if that's what we really are looking for here. A budding group of flower delivery startups filling orders for Sunday are shunning the most popular way for you to tell your Valentine you love her. Most of the time, if you're sending flowers, you send red roses. Right? Remember that old song, Red Roses for a Blue Lady? You want to cheer her up, it's with roses. I like giving all different kinds of roses, actually, and other different color flowers.
You have to be careful with that. You might send the wrong message.
Well, that's what what they're figuring out here, Richie. This is a new company this year. We got somebody who's advertising.
ProFlowers.
ProFlowers, okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you won't find traditional cellophane wrap buds and teddy bears and heart-shaped chocolate boxes from this company. It's called Farm Girl Flowers. They have the products and the online models that so often deliver them, Teleflora, 800 flowers like that. People say it's stale now. Instead, companies are tucking plants with kale and eucalyptus.
Hmm. Kind of cool.
That sounds interesting. Instead of having gummy candies and lip balm and that kind of stuff. So $2 billion, by the way, will be spent this week on Valentine's gifts. You know that?
Good
$2 billion bucks. Yep.
That's a lot of money.
And now, so if you want something, my making this point is to give you an idea about doing something other than the tradition. If you're lazy and you just pick up the phone and you call, say, send my girlfriend, my wife some flowers, that's fine. But if you want something different, ask them when you buy it. To put something different in around the flowers, like kale and these other things, and not a lot of candy and sweets. Just something that's healthy. If you're into health, I am. I do that. I think that's I'm more... actually, Mara's better about that stuff than I am, frankly. So something to think about. Food
kale
for thought.
Everybody.
All right. We're going to deal with a few problems that people are having with the technical media. Let's see, how would I best describe this? This is using, if I tell too much of the story, it gives away, but I'm trying to, I'm going to spend a
minute. You mean radio hosts who need to learn how to take a picture with their smartphone so that they can post it online?
You didn't like the way I posted my first thing.
Oh, you did? Like that? Yeah, he did a great job all by himself, by the way.
You posted it on Facebook?
I did. Last night when I left the airport, I took a shot of the panel at the airport, the L.A. thing, and when I'm going to get there, and then I put underneath it, leaving for L.A.
Wow, look at you.
I know.
See? Congratulations.
How about that, Rishi? Huh?
He's growing up.
Social media.
Wow. Whoa, this is big. This is really big.
I explained earlier, Richie, that Doug is very involved with his social media stuff, but he always has a middleman. So he'll take a picture and say, post this online.
Right.
Or here's what I'm feeling like today. Or if someone
Richie
responds
knows
to him, you know, there's like a middleman.
I use technology as I get comfortable with it. When I feel like I'm getting comfortable, then I'll use it.
He can broadcast from Zimbabwe with a tin can and a string.
I know how to do that.
But can't take and send a picture with his smartphone.
Now I can.
Now you can.
I can.
But he did it all by himself.
And I just took
a
picture of what's here at my studio in California. I'm going to post that in the morning.
See, it wasn't that hard, was it?
No, Richie, it was not. You're going to tell me in. All right. But I have an interesting spin on Siri in a moment here on Good Days. 46 past the hour.
Hey, and for all you lazy people who want to order those flowers, here's how you can do it.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 2 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $29.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the right corner, and enter code 7676. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Imagine her delight when 2 dozen gorgeous assorted roses arrive, and for such an amazing price, it's a win-win. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 2 dozen stunning assorted roses, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $29.99. And we'll include a vase for free. Fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift. Pro Flowers has everything you need to win Valentine's Day. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7676. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 7676.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18 months special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Rich, you got Siri there?
I do have Siri.
All right.
We're going to ask questions?
Here's the, it's, by the way, 48 after the hour. Doug Steffens,
good
day
for you.
Really?
Oh.
Jen, you got yours?
I don't. I'm sorry.
And
can
I have,
go get her?
I don't have iPhone. Now, well,
you want me to get her?
Here's, let's see
just
what we can do
give me a minute.
It.
Go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Just talk amongst yourselves.
All right. So, Siri apparently is having a problem with certain accents.
Oh, yes. This has been a long time thing.
Australia, oh, is it really?
They fixed it. Yeah, I mean, they do a fix every year or two. Like last year, they fixed Australians. And
now they're having
countries.
A problem with Texans because when they say they're going to mosey on down to the rodeo, can you tell me if there's a rocking chair there? Siri doesn't quite know how to quite how to deal with it. Here's one. We're fixing to eat briskets. Where should we go? This guy asked Siri. She offered a list of 15 restaurants, not all of them serving Texas barbecue. Apparently, we all know how popular brisket is, that kind of stuff in Texas.
Good stuff.
She sent them to some. There was a
Waffle House.
Waffle House. I'm here, by the way. Siri's back.
All right. Well, the point what we were trying to make here is the connection between your accent. Now, we all have normal accents. It's not likely that it's going to get in the way of Siri being able to answer the question. But if you got a Texas drawl or if you've got an English accent, for example, a British English.
We have a British Australian friend, and she has problems with her Siri.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But they're trying.
My Siri as a girl would never understand me, so then I switched it to boy Siri, and boy Siri seems to like me a lot better.
Really?
Really.
Hmm. Boy, so what does boy Siri sound like?
I wish I could get him to talk. He's not making noise for some reason.
Really? I've never heard. I only hear.
I understand.
Yes, yeah, so he's mad at you. He doesn't understand.
So what's his name?
His name is Siri.
Now, Siri's a girl.
No.
Yeah. Hello, what's the matter with you?
Siri's a computer.
What's your name?
What's my name?
My name is Siri.
See?
See?
Mm-hmm.
Multisexual.
You can check that.
How you doing today, Siri?
51 after.
Lovely sexual.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Richie, you feel at home?
I've never been lost in my life. I don't believe in insurance. There's no risk.
Wait a minute, didn't we just celebrate Burt Reynolds' birthday last week?
We did.
So why are we doing it again today?
Because it's Deliverance.
It's going to be fun!
It was Deliverance last week.
What happens if we flip this thing over? How did you talk that
up? We had this conversation last week.
We did?
And if you hit any rocks,
remember talking about
it.
All the stars, maybe neither of you were here, but I remember talking about
it. I don't remember doing Deliverance.
Maybe you were dreaming about Deliverance.
No, I
dreamed about Deliverance, Doug.
And we were talking about some of the secondary
stuff.
Tucker, don't you remember talking about this last week?
No, I don't.
Yeah, see, Doug. You've been dreaming about Deliverance.
Conspiracy. No, I'm sure we talked about John Boyd getting his start on this. Yes, I know we talked about this before. I'm not losing my mind.
Go back to sleep.
No.
Right.
I've only had a couple hours sleep, Chucker, but I'm not that bad. Thank you very much. All right, anyway, but the music is cool anyway. You got any more clips for me, Richie?
I played them all.
Oh, did you? Imagine what Siri would have done with voices like that. Right? Put your imagination
around
that.
Jennifer, hold your phone up.
I got it.
Okay, and then,
Siri, have you ever seen Deliverance?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Great.
This is going nowhere fast.
I want you to hold your phone up and see what Siri says when she hears this.
I've never been lost in my life.
Uh-huh.
Let's go.
You know, true story. I remember actually my parents accidentally took me to see Deliverance when I was 7 years old.
Oh.
And I learned the difference between what was Disney and non-Disney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That actually explains a lot, Chucker. Thank you.
Yeah, that's why you take your daughter to all those vampire movies. Yeah. Payback.
I can't stand that. I watched it about half of it and I left. Oof.
It's a great film, but it's not for the squeamish, that's for sure.
You think that's a great film, you're warped, but then we knew you were warped.
I've never seen it. Is that bad? Should
no.
I watch it?
No. No.
You don't enjoy it, actually.
No. No.
You're a little twisted.
All right. 54 past the hour on Good Day. Chuckers Movie News in a moment.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. The tradition of making new goals and resolutions each year to lose weight is nothing new. We all know that making those resolutions and keeping them are two very different things. Medical director of the Wellness Clinic at the University of Colorado, Anschutz Health and Wellness Center, and medical director on the docuseries Extreme Weight Loss, Dr. Holly Wyatt, comments.
In a time when you might be struggling to carry out your weight loss resolutions, it's important to remember that you're not alone. Schedule an appointment with your healthcare professional. They can help you create a weight loss plan that's right for you.
Dr. Wyatt recently helped launch Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, a new campaign designed to empower overweight or obese women to take action now and talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. Visit iResolveNow.com for tips from Dr. Wyatt on how to stay motivated in your weight loss journey. Learn about different treatment options and participate in a cartoon caption contest for a chance to win prizes to help you reach your weight loss goals.
All right, let's get to Chuck Curry, our movie man, on Good Day with his version of a movie news for today.
All right, Doug. Universal reportedly has an offer on the table to actress Charlize Theron to play the villain in the 8th entry in the wildly popular Fast and the Furious franchise. It'll be part 8. Yeah, I think that, she hit big with genre fans, being the star of Mad Max Fury Road. She played the character of Furiosa. I have to believe she'll take the deal. It's got to be at least a $15 million paycheck on the table for this one. And she'd add a lot to that.
She'd be good at that.
Terrific actress. Yeah. Other news, Johnny Depp reportedly will star in Universal's The Invisible Man remake. Interesting, because Tom Cruise officially signed on to star in The Mummy, and the game plan for Universal is to revive their classic monsters and intertwine all these characters in one film. So now you got Johnny Depp as the Invisible Man.
See, Johnny Depp as the Invisible Man might be a movie I can actually go see with him in it. I don't have to look at him.
Yeah, he's getting noisy with that. Yeah.
And Fox already signed the sequel to Deadpool.
What was that about Deadpool?
Everybody
Chuck?
Okay?
Yeah, they're prepping a sequel to Deadpool. I'm going to go see it tonight at 11 o'clock.
Deadpool. Is that out now? I thought it was last Friday. Was it? Really?
Oh. Yeah.
All right. That's a very informative segment of the Good Day program. Happy that you were here, Chucker. Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode right here, same time, same station, 59 after here on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.